The following message comes to you from the pulpit of Bethlehem Primitive Baptist Church in Ocala, Alabama. To find out more information about Bethlehem Church, visit us online at bethlehempbc.org.
Good morning. Thank you all for singing out so much in the song service, and I appreciate the prayer that was offered. Brother Tim prayed just now that we should serve the Lord now, that this is the day that the Lord has given us. And I'm very thankful for it and thankful to be able to stand before you today. I'd like to read a few verses to you from Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter, starting in the 9th verse and going down through a few verses in the 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes that deal, I believe, with the very thing that Brother Tim just prayed for. And he could, of course, have had no idea what I would try to bring to you today. I trust the Lord blessed him to pray that prayer in that way. Ecclesiastes 11, in verse 9, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease, because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanity, saith the preacher, all is vanity." Now, boy, that sounds encouraging, doesn't it? All is vanity. Well, Solomon wrote this, we believe, as an older man. And as he looked back upon his life, he saw a lot of vanity. And so what he's exhorting us to do today is don't live like that. Right. He's saying to you, as Brother Tim just prayed, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days draw not nigh, because they will draw nigh. You understand, I don't know even perhaps the name of every individual here, but on the authority of the Word of God, I could prophesy a little something over your future today. I know where you're headed, and you know where I'm headed, and it's the long home. It's the grave. If the Lord doesn't return very soon, it might be 5 minutes, it might be 50 years, it might be longer, but that's where you're headed, that's where I'm headed. And the Bible gives us, you might say, if you will, a roadmap of what a little bit of what that journey is going to look like. I can't tell you every twist and turn that the journey of your life will take, but I can tell you what your destination is. And I can also assure you this on the authority of the Word of God today. If you love the Lord, your destination is in heaven with Him someday. Yeah. We know according to Romans chapter 8 that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did know, He also did predestinate, right, to be conformed to the image of His Son. So if you love Him today, if you came here today with a heart of love toward your Savior, it's because He loved you first. And it tells you that you're predestinated. So I know what your destination is when you leave this life. It's heaven. It's the bride's mansion that we sang about today. So you can rejoice in that whether you're young or whether you're old. For whom He did predestinate, them He also called. That means you were born again sovereignly by the grace of God when He placed His Spirit in your heart. And if you were called, if you were born again, it means you were justified on the cross. And it means someday you'll be glorified. And so I know where you're going. When you die, your body's going to that long home. Your spirit's going to be with the Lord. And someday He'll resurrect that body and your body will also be glorified. So we can rejoice in the destination. Yes. The thing I'm a little concerned about today is just the journey. Because someday, see, Solomon is describing here an older person himself. He was a child of God, I believe. The Lord met with him. The Lord loved him. But as he looked back on his life, he saw that there were a lot of things he didn't do right. And he said, that was vanity. I should have remembered some things. I should have remembered my Creator when I was young and not forgotten some things. And I could look back on a journey that would have been a lot different, perhaps. You follow me? Amen. Life is a journey. I was thinking about this as I got up yesterday. Brother Tim mentioned we're blessed, some of us were blessed yesterday to go to the deacon ordination Brother Curtis, DJ Arnett, and Brother Yule Glenn up in Huntsville. And so we had to get up early, and it was before daylight. And I got up. I didn't sleep real well because some of the kids were sick, and they were coughing a little bit during the night. And they're all better now. No one's contagious, by the way, if you're wondering. We're all okay now. But, you know, they coughed a little bit. I didn't sleep all that well, and I got up. And, you know, I was making the bed. And Amy's on the other side helping me make the bed. And I was just kind of bleary-eyed. And the song came to me that Brother Tim sometimes sing was written by one of the Primitive Baptist brothers. And it says, you know, I can feel my steps are growing wearier. I've got another journey on my mind. The lures of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay, and my one regret is leaving you behind. I was sitting there thinking about, you know, I'm on a journey, you're on a journey, and we're fixing to go on a journey today, and I'm tired, and it's just another step, you know, and you know, it was a blessed day, I'm glad we went. But sometimes the journey of life, as you look out over it and you wonder what lies ahead, you might think, well, you know, I know where I'm going in terms of eternity, and I'm thankful for that. But does my life have to be like this when I get toward the end where I look back and just say it's vanities? See, Solomon's describing someone here who's now getting old, and he says that a time will come in chapter 12 when the sun, the light, the moon, the stars, he says right now they're not darkened, but they will be. And the clouds will return after rain. You know, when you're young, you might stay up all night and play games and have a great time. The next day you get up, you're a little bleary-eyed, but you drink a Mountain Dew and you go and you're great a few hours later, right? Let me tell you, after 4-0, it's not like that anymore. Amen. Some of you know what I mean.
I do.
All right? The lines don't leave. They stay here. All right? You know, a Mountain Dew and a BC powder doesn't get them back anymore. It's not like that. You know, and the clouds come back. You know, one of the things, y'all know I work in medicine, that I hear people complain about all the time. They're like, oh, I knew the rain was coming. I was just aching all over. You know what? I can tell you when a storm's coming now. And some of you know what I mean. I know when the clouds are around the horizon because I can feel it in some of my bones. And he's saying that day's coming when the keepers of the house will tremble. Your brain tells your hands and your legs what to do. And when you get old and the brain ages, what happens? You start to shake, right? The keepers of the house tremble. The strong men bow themselves. The knees get weak. You start to bow. The vertebrae in your thoracic spine collapse a little bit on the anterior part, and you get a hunch. That's not just poor posture. That's aging in the bones. And Solomon is understanding that for himself here. He says that the grinders cease because they're few. You lose teeth. You can't chew that steak anymore. Now it's, you know, it's just grits and it's stuff like that and broth. And those that look out of the windows be darkened, your eyes start to fail, don't they? Some of you have experienced that. I'm starting to feel that. And the door shall be set in the street. When the sound of the grinding is low, what happens? You can't hear anymore like you used to be able to hear. And you rise up early. Why? Because you can't sleep. And the daughters of music shall be brought low. You can't hear the music. And what you do hear doesn't excite you like it once did. And they shall be afraid of that which is high. And by the way, if you're older, I would advise you to be afraid of that is high so you don't break your neck on a ladder or something. You know, when you get older, you lose your balance. So there's something about it. Hey, listen, I'm not interested in scaling a tree anymore like I used to. Your deer hunter knows how this is. I used to get as high up that pine tree as I could in my climbing stand. Now, after I get a little ways off the ground, I start thinking about it. You know, if I fall out of this thing, and my Neil has to drag me out of the woods, yeah, I better just leave it right here. We get that way, and fears will be in the way. We start watching where we walk. We don't trust our feet like we used to because they'll betray us. And the almond tree shall flourish. We don't have almond trees here. We have the early blooming trees we have here, like the pear trees, the Bradford pears, and the apple trees. And aren't they beautiful and white in the spring? Let me tell you what happens to your hair, doesn't it? It turns gray, it turns white, and it flourishes. It doesn't take long for it to start to happen. And the grasshopper shall be a burden. People have hypothesized over the years of what does that mean to old person. Older people, and again, I'm starting to get there myself, get irritated by things that just flit and float around, don't they? Used to, you had the kids run around, jump and holler, and it was a great thing. You start getting older, it irritates you a little more. Things that flit around and jump and get in the way, it just makes you nervous, right? That's part of getting old and desire self-fail. You don't want to eat. Nothing tastes good anymore. Well, that's depressing, Brother Neil. He's telling us what's going to happen, and he's telling us this. Look back to when you were young, and if you are young, you need to realize that that's where your journey's headed. And someday, you're not going to be able to leave the house. You're probably not going to be able to come to church. You're not going to be able to hear very well. You're not going to be able to see very well. And you're going to, and listen, I know this is kind of heavy. You're going to lay in that bed and look back over 60, 70, 80 years of life, And are you going to say what the preacher said, it was vanity? I hope not. I don't want to do that. The Lord has blessed us. As I said, we're on this journey of life. And it is a journey. You know, in Hebrews 11, 1 Peter chapter 2, we're called strangers and pilgrims. We know this isn't our home. When you were born again and God put His Spirit into your heart, you were translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. And you spend the rest of your life going through this world trying to figure out why you don't fit. I'll tell you why you don't fit. And I'll tell you why sometimes you don't feel at home. Because you're not at home yet. Okay? We're headed toward a home. It's a journey. And we have a roadmap for the journey. And what Solomon is saying is, in the days of thy youth, remember your Creator. Because He can see ahead and He'll tell you what twists and what turns are down the road. And listen, you know, we're blessed here to have a preacher who loves us, a pastor who loves us. But I'll tell you what, if you'll pay attention to this roadmap on your journey, He won't have to dig you out of the ditch every week. Okay? You can spend a lot of that journey on the straight, narrow path of judgment and stay out of the ditches and stay out of the detours. You know, I think that the written word of God is like a map for our journey. When we were getting ready to go on that journey yesterday up to Huntsville, I went down the night before, and I know I'm old. I am not a techno person. I know a little bit of technology. It's like I don't really know how to use a GPS in Amy's car real well, but I can still go on Google and print out the directions. So I went downstairs the night before and printed out the directions. Okay, this is the printed roadmap. Now there's also a spiritual GPS, if you will. And that's the gospel. Okay? The gospel is a lot of things. All right? I've described preachers before as the paparazzi. We go around through the week taking pictures of Jesus and we come show them to you on Sunday. We're also like the GPS a little bit. When you come and hear the gospel preached and you hear the exhortation from the Word of God, it says, nope, make a U-turn right here. Because you're headed the wrong way. Now, the GPS you have in your car will fool you sometimes. A few years ago, I was on my way to Mississippi to pick up some pigs with my father-in-law, and he had the GPS on his phone going, and we're driving up Highway 45, and the little lady on the GPS, I forget her name, he calls her Siri, but I don't think that. I think it's Siri. Siri says, turn here. So Tony says, Neil, you need to turn here. I said, Tony, it's a cornfield. You can't turn here. So we go about 100 yards, and she says, Mikey, you turn now. I said, what does she want us to do? We can't make a U-turn right here. There's nowhere to turn around. We're on a four-lane highway. So sometimes that GPS is wrong. But I'll tell you, the GPS of the Scripture, when it's preached by a pastor that loves you, let me tell you, you can bank on that one. Amen. And we should pay attention to that one. You know, I believe one reason that the Lord gives us a roadmap for this journey of life is partly to help us anticipate things. Amen. Part of the fun of a journey is getting ready for the journey. Some of y'all can identify with me. Maybe you think about going on a hunting trip somewhere. You know, you get your gun out, make sure you got the shells, and you know, everything's oiled up, and you know, you don't forget anything. You got your cup, you got everything packed up. Maybe you're going to see grandma. You know, you're thinking about what you're going to take. You think about how you're going to get there. Is the car gassed up? You know, are we ready to go? You get in the car, you're ready to hit the road. It's an exciting feeling. And, you know, to me, it's not as much fun if you get in the car to go somewhere you've never been, you have no idea what awaits you. Do you remember being a child and the parents just saying, hey, we're going to so-and-so, and you're thinking, where is that? What is that? I don't know what that looks like. You know, that's not much fun. A fun journey is when you know what lies at the end and you can anticipate it. You can anticipate the joy and you can prepare for it. See, the journey of life is like that. There's a lot of children of God out there. Their destination is fixed in the mind of God, but they have absolutely no idea what it's going to be like until they get there. They don't even know what waits them at the end of that. Isn't the gospel message beautiful? Amen. To tell you that what waits you on the other side of Jordan is greater than any journey you ever took to Disney World or a hunting camp or anywhere else. Because the Savior waits. Amen. See? And what the roadmap tells you is that when you start to experience these things, when you start to get up in the morning and your shoulders hurt and your knees hurt and your vision goes and you're having to go get glasses and you can't hear like you used to hear, I'm not telling you to rejoice in that pain. I'm not telling you to rejoice in the loss of that. But Paul told us in Philippians, the fourth chapter, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. Let your moderation be known to all men. Why? Because the Lord is at hand. So when you start to experience those things, as troubling as they are and as much as they hurt, and I sympathize, I felt some myself, let me just tell you, it's telling you, you know what? We're on the last couple miles of that journey. Are we there yet? Are we there yet, Mama? Are we there yet, Daddy? Oh, yeah, you're almost there. So sometimes even the pain and things you experience and the trembling and the fact that you get where, you know, you've labored and now you can't see like you used to and you can't hear like you used to. Let me just tell you, I know that's hard. I talk to people about that every single day of my working life, and I grieve with them, and I feel sorry for them. But you know what it tells me? They're almost home. Amen. And if you read the map, it'll tell you that. Amen. And if you remember your Creator when you're young, as you grow older and you have to make turns and you have to make decisions, the Bible will help you. Because the Bible will tell you when you're young to obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. And that'll keep you out of trouble. Amen. And as you get older and you start to feel that desire for a spouse, and the Bible tells you that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and you're having to decide, well, will I go just kind of live with somebody like other people do? Or will I find a godly spouse and marry him? And you remember what the roadmap said. The roadmap says if you want to have a good journey, you want to have a peaceful journey, you want to stay out of the ditch, then you go find a good wife or a good godly husband that loves the Lord, and that'll keep you out of a ditch. And when you get a little bit older, and maybe you have some disagreements and things are getting difficult and your marriage is getting difficult and you're having trouble, and then you remember that the very man that wrote this, that told you to remember your Creator, said, remember the wife of thy youth in Proverbs chapter 5. And be thou ravished always with her love. See, Solomon, he did some things in his life, and listen, the grace of God, I believe, can overcome anything you face here if you're repentant. But Solomon did some things in his life that he regretted, because he forgot about the Shunammite. He forgot about the one that was the wife of his youth. And he went and got a bunch of other ones, and he wound up in a mess. I imagine poor Solomon when he was writing here about how the grasshopper shall be a burden. And here he is with 1,000 wives. Think about how many children he probably had. You know, when he's back here, he can barely hear and he can barely see. And he's got kids running everywhere and doesn't know half their names. What a mess he was in. He's saying, hey, I should have remembered the first one. I should have clung to her. Amen. See, that's the kind of things that the roadmap will help you with.
Right.
Because the journey, if you live to a ripe old age, will eventually take you to a place where you don't have the abilities you had when you were young. Mm-hmm. See, when you're young, the decision of whether to come to church or not is really just a decision of, well, am I going to get up and put on some clothes and crank the car? But we see some of our blessed, precious, older saints come in, don't we? Mm-hmm. That it's not so easy for them.
Right.
And Brother Tim quite regularly calls on us to pray for some that can't get here anymore at all. Mm-hmm. So see, when I'm young and I have the ability, I need to go ahead and take advantage of that.
Amen.
Don't I?
Yes.
So I'll know a little something about the Lord when times get hard and I can't get back. I need a map for the journey. I need the two brothers right here that are somewhat of my GPS from the Lord. I don't have to listen in a spiritual way to Siri. I got Brother Luke and Brother Tim and Brother Furman and Brother Jim and Brother Harold and some of the other older brothers and sisters that I just listen to their example and see how they live their lives. And that guides me. I was blessed yesterday afternoon to go and see my grandfather in Birmingham on our way back from Huntsville. And he turned 89 last Sunday. And he's laying there in bed. You know, and we were trying to talk, but a lot of what we said he couldn't hear. You know, and so my grandmother's over there just chatting away to Amy, you know, and he's over there and he can't hear a lot of it. And he finally looked at me and he said, I'm sorry. He said, I appreciate you coming. But he said, I just my eyes are dim now. And he said, I can't hear much anymore. And my grandmother said, you know, all he wants is broth because he he doesn't like those false teeth and he won't wear them, you know, and he's just kind of wasting down. And he looked at me and he said, you know, I wish I could sing y'all a song. He said, I used to have 50 songs memorized. I could sing anytime I wanted to. He said, you know, it bothers me. He said, when I was young, he was a Pentecostal preacher. He said, when I was young, I didn't need any notes. I could remember those verses. I could get up and preach and I could remember things. He said, I can't remember them anymore. And I'll tell you, he and I didn't necessarily always preach the exact same message, but he could preach the paint off the walls. And he preached Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I love him for that. But he can't do it anymore. And I thought about that, you know. If I live a long time, that's going to be me someday. Well, I have to look back at my life and say, it was vanity. It was just kind of worthless. Or will I be able to look back on a life that was primarily lived by the spiritual roadmap, the Bible, where I listened to Brother Siri when he said, make a U-turn. Make a U-turn and repent. Because I believe that my grandfather's not very far away from crossing over on the final leg of that journey. He's seeing it. Are we there yet? No, but we're mighty close. So right before we left, Amy said, why don't we sing a song? Like I said, he couldn't remember the words of any, really. I said, well, hey, everybody knows Amazing Grace. So Amy and McNeil and Abby, one of them pitched the tune, and we started singing Amazing Grace. You know, he can't get up and do a whole lot anymore. But I'll tell you, he remembered the words of that song. And he raised his hands in praise. And I heard that trembly voice one more time sing those precious words, Amazing Grace. And I thought of the times that he told me how the Lord reached down and took him out of a reprobate, worthless lifestyle and turned him around and brought him into his kingdom. And I thought, you know, he probably enjoyed prayer before we left. So I said, why don't we have McNeil pray? Well, he couldn't hear what I said. He thought I said, why don't you pray? So he prayed. And you know what he prayed for? He prayed for us. Laying there in bed and can't hardly do anything and prayed for us for safety. So when we got finished, I said, let's have McNeil pray. So McNeil reached over and touched his hand. And oh my, I could feel the Spirit of the Lord move through that room. As he lifted up his voice in prayer, and I heard my grandmother, and I said, you know, they're not perfect people because none of us are. But what they're able to do in the old age is look back at a life and not say it was all vanity. They could look back at a life and they could still feel the Spirit of God as they sat on the last leg of that journey. May God bless us all to do that. Amen. If we do, it will be by the grace of God. Yes. And it will be because that we took our journey according to this roadmap. Amen. The Word of God. And I'm sure Brother Luke is going to come up now and give you a little GPS advice too. Amen. Thank you for your time.